Earning the trust in the farmer. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We try to help consumers understand that farmers first care about caring for the land, the soil, water, habitat, and the animals that they raise.
The mission of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, again, is simply to earn trust in farmers from consumers. Randy Krotz is the CEO of the group, and he says while many consumers say they trust farmers and ranchers, there's a big gap as to how those consumers trust the way their food is raised.
Over 80% trust farmers and ranchers. Only about 40% trust the way we grow and raise food. So people have issues with some of the things that we do. They think of, for some reason, they paint family farms as big ag, and they start demonizing that in their minds, and some food companies and activist organizations help them, you know, create that picture, and we're trying to offset that.
The USFRA consists of more than 100 farmer and rancher-led organizations across the country and ag partners representing virtually all aspects of agriculture, and they're working to engage in dialogue with consumers who have questions about how today's food is grown and raised. And Randy Krotz says farmers are going to have to simply speak out more and show folks what it is they do.
It is an ongoing discussion that we need to have with consumers, and farmers need to be in it. There shouldn't be a food discussion happening where a farmer's not involved. I mean, of course, in a literal sense, that's impossible. But you also want to, when food companies are making decisions about an absence claim, wouldn't it be great if they talked to us first? I mean, before you say you can't feed GMO corn to the cows that produce the milk that go in our yogurt, wouldn't it be great if you actually understood the value of GMOs and the science behind it?
And some great information from USFRA at fooddialogues.com. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.